Det var helt förfärligt.
I don't know that I can ever get used to that.
As soon as she's like recording in progress, I'm like, okay, there goes the nerves.
We're like, recording in progress. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Saphira Effect. Today we got a couple real good topics for you. Damn, I touched my screen.
Sorry, I know it sounds like in my house right now. I guess you might. I don't know if it's.
I can't hear nothing.
It sounds like in The Lion King when Mufasa gets trampled because the cats are just freaking destroying the room right now.
Oh, no.
I kind of hope it did pick it up because it sounds like a stampede.
It might have picked it up, you know, if it's coming through on your audio feed, but I didn't hear it in my headphones. Yeah. It's I had to push the girls into the other room, not because Anna makes any noise, but, you know, the toddlers can be a bit noisy. I know in the last episode, when I watched it back, you could definitely hear some.
I heard a little something, a little pitter patter, a little screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I haven't had more wired headphones in forever.
Yeah, you know, I think wired headphones are better for you because, like, I like AirPods. You know, it makes me feel like I'm in Manhattan, like going to the meeting or something. But the problem is, I watched this TikTok the other day, and the guy's like, the amount of microwaves coming out of AirPods are like way above what is safe to be around.
Hold on. Sorry, can you stop it?
Yep.
Hello? Cody, what the fuck? You scared the fuck out of me! I'm in the middle of a podcast. Oh my god. Sean, hold on. Can you hold on? He just scared the fuck. Like, seriously? You have to take the.
I don't know. I think it's funny.
Just got so scared. God. All of a sudden, I heard the door open. Which
that'll
Cody's
be like
not
the intro. You'd be like, wait a minute. Can you hold on? And then you like, you're on.
I would actually love to see it. I wish I.
I'll cut out some of it, but like it was pretty good. You were like, wait a minute.
I was like, hold on, Sean. Like, literally, I heard like the wind, like I heard a door handle, and then I heard the wind blowing, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, the door must have like blown open. I thought I locked it, and all of a sudden I saw like the cats on the stairs, like looking at someone.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
And like literally look at my hands. I don't know if you can tell how much they're shaking. He's not supposed to be home till Saturday, so like literally I thought I was getting murdered because after 11 o'clock every night I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get murdered.
Yeah,
sorry about that. No, that now I'm okay. Really sweating, podcast induced, and then that.
Yeah, the double deuce right there.
Oh, jeez. Man, these armpits are steaming.
The camera fogs up.
That's when the blur effect goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
That would have scared me too. Speaking of that, I should lock the door before a child walks in. Oh, I did.
Dude, like, sorry. Whew, that really got me.
It's good. It's a good start. Now the adrenaline dumps over. You should be good to go.
Like, I'm like broken. Okay.
Kind of wine you drinking?
This is Winking Owl. It's from Aldi. $3 a bottle. The cheaper, the better.
Cheaper, the better. They get right to the point, huh?
I mean, we buy like 7 bottles at a time.
That was the first time I had never had Rex Goliath. Have you ever had that?
No. I think I've heard of it.
It became the wine of choice because it's like, it's a very cheap wine, but it is like the premier version of the cheap wines, if that makes sense. Like, it's like the best bang for your buck. Like, if you're getting something that's like, you know, like if I'm buying a bottle of wine, I usually go like $10 to $16. But like, if you were on a budget, you're
10 to
balling on a budget.
16. That's when I'm being fancy. Is it, does it have
Yeah.
a rooster on it?
Yeah, the cock on the bottle. That's what we always said. We were at a concert one time, Sheryl Crow, me and Chris. And literally, the guy was like, "You guys ever had Rex Goliath?" And he's in like a rooster suit. And he was like promoting Rex Goliath. And he was like, "Yeah, the one with the cock on the bottle." And the guy like breaks character and starts laughing in the suit. It's pretty funny.
I mean, better on the bottle than in the bottom, all
I
right?
know. You're like, it's a little salty, this one.
What's the secret ingredient?
Cock. Gosh. Well, I've got the cold BLs. Cold
What, Bud
BLs.
Light?
Yeah. You know, I never was a Bud Light drinker. I'd drink it on occasion. And then I don't know what happened. Someone gave me one a while back, and I was
You
like,
grew up. Oh, wait, you never drink them. You grew
not
down.
really. No, I mean, I definitely had drank them, but I never really bought them, you know, unless it was like a last resort. And then someone gave me one the other day. I was helping my friend landscape, and he brought him over, another buddy that lives down the street, and he brought some Bud Lights and handed it to me. And when it went down my gullet, it was like a Five Gum commercial. I was like, whew, I got chills and nipples got hard, and I was like, "Ooh, that's a good
Never heard
self-beer right
anyone say that about a Bud Light.
there." It was surprising because I like IPAs and stuff like that,
I
but
got you.
the problem with like IPA is that I like to drink. Now that sounds bad. You would think if you like to drink, then like, of course you like IPAs, but it's more like I like the act of the drink. So I don't want to get drunk quickly. That's why I don't drink shots. And every time I drink shots, I'm always like, ugh, you know, like I already know we're like hitting fast forward. And so I don't want to get too drunk. So IPAs can kind of be the same way, you know, where you have like three and it feels like you've had seven and you're like, oh, you know. I just don't. I always like Bush. I know I'll catch tons of shit for that. I actually got the Bush hat. Maybe I should put it on, but since we're drinking BLs, we'll wear it on the next episode. Wish I was sponsored by Bush. Excuse that. That'll fog up the
Oh,
camera too.
came through the camera.
Little BL Buster right there.
I like IPAs pretty good. I'm just starting to like them though, honestly. But I am bad about drinking for the alcohol content.
Well, I mean, I like that about it. It's just if I'm there's times where I don't want a strong beer. Like every once in a while, I like buy IPAs that I like, and then I'll start drinking them. And I'm like, whew, okay. Like I need a glass of water with it, you know, like I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, you have no choice but to sip on it.
You know what I got the other day? It was really good. And I don't
What?
wanna like this isn't hype train shit. Like it's really good. Was Happy Dad's. Have you had a Happy
I've
Dad yet?
never had that.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Have you ever heard of the Nelk Boys?
It's like an old YouTube thing, I think.
Their
Got
YouTube
milk or
channel. You got like
something.
Steve Will Do It and Kyle. There's like it's like a group of guys and they did like crazy YouTube videos. Now they have a podcast that's pretty popular, like in the top five.
I've never seen their stuff, but I definitely remember people's. I think their thing was Got Milk, right? Is that what it is? Am I thinking of the
Yeah,
wrong thing?
I think so. You know, I'm not like a big follower of them or anything, but I knew they came out with
Sure.
a
You sound
seltzer.
like an elk boy.
I'm not an elk boy. It's a little bit more like if I wore flat bills in a jersey
And you should. You'd
style.
be much
You think
cooler.
so? Would I? Would I? Let's flat bill this baby out. That looks more like I'm gonna rob you or something, or I ride a bicycle really fast.
Definitely ride a bicycle.
We know a couple people that like
That
horse
is a
riders.
couple people come to mind immediately.
And you know, I never could wear them hats like that. I feel like when you wear a hat like that, when you take it off, your hair hurts. You're like, oh.
You know what? I never wear hats, and when I do, just even like a baseball cap, in my head because I never wear it. I'm thinking like, oh my God, everyone thinks I'm so weird. Like they can't believe I'm wearing a hat. Like this is so embarrassing. Literally no one probably
Nobody.
notices, but I feel like I something about me wearing a hat, it feels like when a celebrity is like trying to be like incognito. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get that same type of thing where I'm like, this outfit looks nice. Or I'm like, we're gonna go out to dinner or something. And I'm like, this outfit looks good. And then we get out, and then I see like my full body reflection in like a car window. And I look at it and I'm like, you let me leave the house like this?
It's
This
like
shirt's so
embarrassing,
short.
right?
Yeah, the one that really bothers me is if I wear pants that fit, they're not like I feel like they either have to be baggy or they have to be kind of tight. Like if they're just like tubes, I do not like that at all. Like I do not
Oh,
like
like
the
straight
tube
legged?
leg. Yeah, or high-rise jeans. Like high-rise jeans feel really good. Like if you're working or whatever and you have a belt on, they feel good. But dude, if you're short, if your shirt's too short, and like you got this much jean from like the belt to the bottom of the pocket, it looks stupid.
Look like a substitute teacher, probably, with you. You know what's funny? That's what I was about to say. Where do high-rise jeans for men sit on your torso? Do they go over your belly button?
No, they don't go over your belly button.
Because
They don't go over your belly button, but
I have a suspicion you may be wearing women's jeans.
you know, I'm a big fan of wearing maternity jeans. They're very comfy and they contour beer bellies nicely, which I'm losing, by the way. I kind of have gained a bit of a beer belly.
You know, we all go through it.
It was a little more of like me eating the giant sub from Jersey Mike's 4 days a week belly than it was a beer belly, I think. Because, like,
Okay, I love the Jersey Mike's subs.
you know, I like the chicken Philly. They have a Chipotle chicken Philly.
Ooh. We always just do the Philly. We do the jumbo, and then Cody eats like this much of it, and then I eat like this much.
Anna gets like a small one, and then I get the giant one. I eat the whole thing in one sitting, and she eats like half of the small one in a sitting.
Protein,
But
baby.
yeah, I mean that's how I see it. It's like if there's a high protein content, doesn't bother me. But like if you eat 9 pieces of pizza,
Which I can.
I can, yeah. But
I
it's just
shouldn't.
like
I don't feel good
it's
after,
like
but I can.
5,800 calories and like 13 grams of protein. You're like, oh, okay, that's not good. That's how you get the Pillsbury Doughboy action going. But no, I was let's see, if you go back in time a year and a half. Maybe a little more than that. Yeah, no, a year and a half. I was 238 pounds and I'm 192 now. So whatever the math is on that, like that's down pretty good. I think maybe perpetual stress of running a business and toddler and paying skyrocket rents probably maybe has shed it.
Yeah.
But you know, I like to pretend that it's the fitness aspect.
That's pretty good. You know what? I have a really high-tech scale that shows you everything that you lose, but I had a doctor's appointment today and your scale was different than my
You
scale.
were like, hey, dog.
I was like, your scale is it's wrong. Just checking if I had like change in my pockets and
Yeah, well, mine, it's one of the, it measures like your BMI and everything and like
Yeah.
muscle density and all that
Yeah, I
stuff.
wonder
What's
if
your
we have the
lean
same
muscle mass?
one. Amazon?
Maybe, yeah, I got it on Amazon. It's got
Wise?
four, I don't know. I can't see it from here. I'm
There's an app on
looking.
your phone for it?
Yeah, I have an app on my phone for it,
Oh my
which I
God,
don't use
it.
that much. I really kind of just weigh myself, but it's cool to be like, well, it's not that cool sometimes. I feel like some guys would be like, you know, I'm like 220, you know, that's got to be like 185 pounds of muscle. And they get on, it's like, you have 122 pounds of lean muscle.
Yeah.
So it's probably not good for some people, but I like it. I kind of like knowing metrics. I even, weirdly enough, I test like blood sugar and stuff. I'm not pre-diabetic or anything like that, but I like to test it.
Do you
And
have
then
to
I get
prick
like,
yourself for that?
yeah.
Okay.
I
Nutrition
just
is my
check it.
passion.
No, if I like I don't know, I just like to check sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I did it when I got into it was because of I was experimenting with foods. Like I did kind of like carnivore diet for a while, which,
Okay.
by the way, like I really liked, felt really good on it. It like felt lean like pretty quick. The problem is, I mean, there's no problem with what the food is for me. I'm okay with that. And it's like modified to eat fruit and stuff. That's kind of tough for me. I'm not a big fruit
Fruit
eater.
guy.
Yeah, just
Eating fruits is kind of a little,
yeah, it's a little, you know, might
know
float out of
about
my
that guy.
shoes.
He's eating an apple. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. He's eating a banana with a peel on it, not chewing it.
You know what I'm thinking about trying? I saw this
What's
on
that?
TikTok because I'm looking at all the stuff I got here. I got my water, right? But I also have this red wine and this Diet Coke. There's this trend where people are pouring Diet Coke in the red wine and drinking it.
That sounds
I'm gonna do it.
ugh.
There's a name for it. I can't think of the name.
The puke master.
Do we think it's gonna be good?
Chug it.
It's not good. Yeah,
Yeah, thank God it's a $3 wine, or you'd be like, fuck.
this is aged. This is from 1920. Would it be Broughton? No.
Don't even know what Broughton is.
Rotten.
Oh, Broughton.
I don't
No,
know what
you
Broughton
can
is
drink
either.
wine from like a trillion years ago, I feel like. Yeah. I don't know. You know, some people they love like high-end stuff. I watched a clip a while back. It was the Tate brothers, and they were smoking a cigar, and he's like, "This cigar was rolled in 1980 in Cuba before they were exported to wherever." And he's like, "Just think about it. This cigar sat in a box from before most of you were born. And here I am smoking
I heard he got
it."
banned from Cuba.
He got banned from everything.
Just kidding.
He got banned from everything. He's probably accepted in Cuba. He's probably accepted in Cuba. But what's crazy about them banning him, I didn't really see anything that I felt like was, well, I don't think anyone should be banned. That's my, I think even the craziest, wildest, most outlandish ideas that no one believes should be allowed to be on the internet and on platforms, because bad ideas and good ideas sort themselves out in public
Yeah.
discord. Like you know what's not good. Like when there's like a Holocaust denier, you're not like, yeah, it's got a point, you know? Like you're really like, okay. Like if people know, like people aren't stupid. So whenever you have somebody that's just kind of like pissing on something that's not that
Women.
relevant. Yeah, but
What?
you know, he had like a parting video, like his final words or whatever. And he made a pretty valid point. Like, you know, they're taking, he can be in a 3.5 hour podcast and they'll pull 7 seconds out of a 1 minute section and basically turn it into what they want. And it makes it seem very out of context, you know. The guy is definitely funny. I think he's aware of that, right? And yeah, you know, I guess you could say he exploited women by having like a cam company or whatever. But last time I checked, there's like a large number of girls that are just exploiting themselves, you know, on that stuff. So I don't know. It's interesting because I bet if he was around 20 years ago, nobody bats an eye, you know.
Yeah, probably.
Apparently, I didn't know this, that he donates like ludicrous amounts of money to like women funds and things. And I don't know, I didn't see any documentation of that. I didn't even finish the whole video, but it's just interesting because they banned him in like a sweeping ban. Like they all communicated together. And it comes at a weird time where it's like, you know, they make points where it's like, does the media want guys to be less of men? Not that he's like the man, that's not the point, but like the masculinity thing. It's like most of, if you've ever like heard him in long form, he talks about like it's like traditional. Like he wants to protect the women. He wants to pay for everything. He wouldn't like, there was a video with him on some guy on Twitch where the guy's like, if my girlfriend is better with animals and there's a bear in the house, like I'm gonna send her downstairs. And he's like, what are you talking about? Something like that, you know, like you're the man, like you need to do this stuff. And it does feel like we're kind of in a weird time where it's like the demasculinization of men in general.
It could be, but he also does say some pretty out there things. I don't like watch any of his stuff really. I've just, like you said, I've seen clips, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's definitely give them every carrot that they could use to like do that to him, you know what I mean? But I think they kind of know what is the rage, and so they amplified that
Oh, definitely.
basically to
I mean,
grow stardom, you
they
know?
wouldn't bring him, people like with podcasts and stuff, they bring him on as a guest. They're not bringing him on there for him to just have a normal conversation. They want him to say something, kind of
Yeah. And
get some
he
more
even
views.
said, exactly. And he even said, like, listen, when he did the Nelk Boys podcast, he's like, you know, when these guys bring me on, like, I like kind of have a duty for that to be entertaining. And so he, like I said, he had this big long explanation where he basically did not play any of those games and just spoke. And you're like, okay, yeah, he's smarter than I thought. You know, he's like, but it's too late. Like they're just shutting people down left and right. And I'm not ever gonna go on and try to be a character like that or do anything like that. So, but how long from now until 5 years in the future do they start to like broaden what's not accepted? Because you know, they tried to do it to Rogan on like multiple occasions, and he's
Oh, so
just
many
uncancelable.
people took their music off Spotify
Yeah.
because of him, because he's anti-vaccine, I think.
Which
Or
is,
he's, I think he's anti, he's another one, him, Aaron Rodgers, you know, they all say they took whatever, I can't even think what it's called.
the drug, yeah,
Ivermectin or something.
ivermectin, which has strong case use, you know, and so that it's like
The
they
thing
just.
is, he says that and he has his beliefs, but I was listening to an episode of his podcast you sent me. It was him and those two dudes. I don't even know who it was. But one of them was talking about how they had the vaccine and he didn't seem to have an issue with it. You know what I mean? I don't think he cares
No.
whether you have it one way or the other. It's like the flu
No.
vaccine, but I don't know,
He was,
to
yeah,
him.
he was not against it. It was just, you know, they brushed those things out and like, are we gonna take, am I gonna take that or am I not? And especially if you're a guy like that, I mean, you're talking about Rogan, who's like jacked, like IV drips, takes hormones, takes stem cells, like, I mean, you can't get a whole lot healthier in your 50s than that guy, you know? And so does it make sense? And his argument, from what I had gathered through many podcasts, I do listen to that podcast, was that he was, you know, the big question was, do young people really need to take this stuff? You know, like he even said, like, you know, my mom, and like his mom was vaccinated or whatever, and like he told her she should because she's like really old and like she doesn't have natural protection and all that. And so what really, it wasn't even that so much that they were trying to shut him down on, it was that he started bringing on doctors who went against the grain. And then, you know, then the pressure started coming, and then they came out with the whole N-word thing, you know. And so,
The what?
and that the big N-word controversy.
What N-word controversy?
So Rogan in the past, like
Oh, in the
up
past he said
until
it or something?
it, well, in the past, he said it like 70 times, but he didn't say it in like a way that is what used to be considered offensive. He was saying it like this person said that, and they should, and like, so what they did is they cut up all these clips, and he used the word freely. And he, you know, he did make a video like, hey, like, you know, that's, I wouldn't use that word again, you know, no matter the context or whatever. But they tried to make it seem like he was like a frequenter of the word, like he just said that and he did it. But he's not cancelable, like they can't do it. I mean, he It's just very interesting because we're in a weird time where I think you're going to start seeing the split of like what is considered to be the media. And I mean, you can see it now. Like, he's the number one listened to thing, like a hundredfold more, a thousandfold more than like the actual news stations. They don't even come close to the viewers. So, you know, they don't want those narratives to be spread, but they have this old model that they can't. They just can't win, you know. It's just like your uncle and grandpa watch TV. Like, who even watches TV? If I
Well,
turn on
like,
TV, it totally feels like to my ears, you
oh, like
know.
cable? Yeah, no.
Yeah, like cable TV.
I feel like most young people, whether they want to admit it or not all of them, but most get all their news and current events from either podcast, Twitter, or TikTok. Like,
Well, Twitter's interesting because like something can happen and you can go into like live discussion, like
yeah.
latest, and just do this. So like, for example, you watch a fight and you didn't get to see it. Like, you didn't get to see it. And you can just go to Twitter and just like click video and just latest, 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 and then it'll boop pop up, and then you get
Yeah.
to see it and you're like, oh shit. And then they'll remove it or whatever, and they do all that stuff. But it's like a live, like direct feed, or if there's, you know, a major event just happened, a shooting or something, you can get
Yeah.
like real-time reaction. And so that's, I would say that's my primary source on Twitter
Twitter.
is like,
Oh.
no, I mean, like what I use Twitter for would be like, like I need to know in this moment what's going on with something. And so I go there, search that thing, and look at
Well, that's what I
the
do with like
instant
if you
feed.
see someone is like, well, not even trending. Like if I see a TikTok about someone, like I'm trying to think of an example. Oh, people were making TikToks about something about, I think Nelly, right? They were like, oh man, I can't
Yep.
believe I saw Nelly like that. I'm like, well, what are they talking about? So then obviously I go on Twitter and type in Nelly, and it was a video of him with his,
Ding dong out.
yeah, his ding dong. Basically,
Oh, dang, I missed it.
him and a woman.
Do they have a band-aid? They have a small band-aid.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you like are wondering like what are people talking about, you can literally just go to Twitter and type in one thing, and then you'll see about a billion tweets about whatever
Yeah.
they're talking about.
And you can miss it pretty quick too. Like, there was like a whole thing with Young Gravy.
Oh
You know who
yeah, I
Young
figured
Gravy
out what that
is?
was. Do you know what it was? You didn't see it?
Yeah, no, I didn't see it, but I figured out what it was through
Oh, it was
Twitter,
on
but it was
Twitter. Yeah, I
already
found it
like
on Twitter.
removed or whatever. You found it.
You can just
Young
find it on
Gravy.
Twitter. It doesn't show anything. It's just him. Well, it shows a little bit.
I
Like,
didn't
literally,
even
you can find it
know.
right now. There's probably people posting it right this instant.
I thought Young Gravy was just a TikToker, and I didn't even realize that the sounds that I've used in videos was from Young Gravy. I'm like, really?
His
I think
music is interesting. It's not really my
it's
vibe. Good for
no, I don't think it's
videos.
anyone's vibe. It's
No, I've been
like,
at pool parties and someone's like, give me the aux, and they put on Young Gravy. I'm like, what
oh,
is this?
no way. That's what I use Twitter for the most, is like fight results if I did something that missed it, which on the last one I did not miss it. I was there. I know you missed it. You should have checked Twitter.
I was gonna watch it, and I was like, I'm gonna watch it before we get on the pod. Like, let me watch it. And then I still didn't watch it.
So, not the biggest card of all time. Like, it's not like a McGregor card or anything, but the two most handsome men in the UFC fought, Paulo Costa
I'm
and
gonna
Luke
watch this.
Rockhold. Yeah. I don't know why they put Luke Rockhold on it. He doesn't seem like he's the most handsome man anymore, but maybe 5 years ago he would have been on the
Was that
list.
the
But
title of it? The Most Handsome Men and
no, but that was like what was going around on TikTok, like the two most handsome men. And then they asked Paulo Costa, who's from Brazil. He is like, when you see him as a man, I know there's gonna be a lot of guys like, I don't judge men. I'm not like that.
no, you
Okay.
know if someone
You
looks
know.
nice or not.
I see him and I feel ugly, you know. I'm like, okay, that guy's like, imagine what's his name?
Lopez?
Imagine Mario Lopez, but like 230 pounds jacked with a really heavy Brazilian accent. That's what this
Nice.
guy's like. And they asked him, they're like, Paulo, you tweeted that you were the most handsome man alive, and he said, who disagree? Like in the press conference. So he won his fight. It was a war. It wasn't like I think they got fight of the night, but nothing like real memorable happened. But the main event was Kamaru Usman and Leon Edwards. And so Kamaru Usman was the pound for pound number one fighter on the planet. The best fighter on the planet, no questions asked, no matter the weight class, supposedly, which the weight classes do matter, but somehow pound for pound, the smaller guy is
Yeah.
better. But whatever, like Kamaru Usman's not beating Francis Ngannou, who's like 265. You know what I mean? It's not gonna happen. But anyway, Kamaru Usman's pound for pound. He goes in, and it's a 5-round fight. It's a main event, it's a title fight. And he basically outclasses Leon Edwards the whole time. He did get taken down for the first time in his career by Leon Edwards, which is pretty cool. You're like, oh hell yeah, Leon got him down, and he's like setting up, chokes and all sorts of stuff. But then he just like kind of getting dominated, and then second round getting dominated, third round getting dominated, fourth round. And then the corner, I remember getting curious because the corner's like, Leon, stop feeling sorry for yourself. This is your time. You have no time. There is no, you're not going to win a decision. You need to end this now. You need to end this. If you want, you're going to let your legacy walk you by. It was like a, and they call him Rocky, right? And they're like screaming at him in the corner. And he comes out. And with like 50 or like 49 seconds in the last round, after just pretty much getting beat up the whole time, he just throws this left fake. So Usman ducks, and he just kicks his brain out of his head. And just, I mean,
Oh,
he
he won, but
falls.
they didn't think he would win.
Oh, I mean, he was losing. Yeah, he would have lost for sure. If it would have went the full distance, he would have lost. And he just flatlines him. I mean, he just like folded like a lawn chair, like. His when his head hit the floor, his forehead hit his crotch, you know what I mean? And then he rolled out, eyes in the back of his
Like a
head,
folding chair, just.
literally folded like a chair. Yeah, it was crazy. And then he had a good one-liner. I think he said pound for pound, headshot dead, something like that. And you're like, oh, Leon,
Sounds like on The Office, what's he say? Why use my, I don't know. He says something like, why use lot word, wait, why use lot words when I can't, I'm saying it wrong. Maybe
You
just
got
take that
this.
out. It sounds like I just had a stroke.
You're good. So when you're watching the fights, they have like a tweet feed. So you can see like famous people. There's always like Theo Vaughn. He's like, oh boy, this is gonna be spicy, dog. You're like, why is Theo Vaughn's tweet on the UFC pay-per-view? You know what I mean? But yeah, it's they ain't gonna put my tweet up there. I've tried. It's only people that are, supposedly relevant. How Theo's relevant. Well, Theo's real. I like Theo, but you know what I'm saying.
Man.
Relevant to that.
Your TikTok's been making me laugh about how to get past 200 views, or why can't you get past 200 views? It's funny. So many videos that aren't funny have so many views.
I'm convinced that it is a shadow ban type algorithm. I heard someone say this. I don't know if it's true, and I know I've told you this, but I don't know if we said this on the podcast last time. But like that, one of five account or four of five accounts won't get pushed, no matter what, right? Like no matter what. Now, this guy was basically saying when he started his brand, he did five accounts and he posted the same content on all five, and four of them were the same way, and one of them took off. Now, that could be luck or whatever, but it is weird that back when I first started TikToking, that I could get like thousands of views on a video versus I saw a little. So it's a little peak there. It's crazy because I could get thousands of views. Now it's like no shot. Now I will say I have had a couple videos break through. So recently I had a 414 view. I had a video, the audio is probably gonna pop up real loud. Yeah, 1200 views there
When was this?
the other day. 1800, no, 1182 views. And then I had one the other yesterday go 500 views.
Oh yeah, I saw you've been getting a couple 500 views.
Yeah, but fuck, 500's not enough to do nothing with.
Yeah.
I don't know what, and it's only the ones that get that are like dumbass trends that I don't even want to do.
You gotta do one with the corn. It's corn.
I
Does
like
that
the
even
corn. Yeah.
pop up on your for your page,
Oh
or is
my
that just me?
God. Too much.
It's
Too much.
corn. Big
And
old
then
lump of knobs.
big old lump of knobs. I like it, the corn. And then they'll like redo it. And some guy's like
It's
showing
like
like
him showing his
E85
girlfriend.
gasoline. Yeah.
It'll be like, why do you like corn? And it'll say like Nicole, and he'll be like pointing at his girlfriend to go, and it's like, I like corn. And then it'll say Nicole, and then it's like, why do you like Nicole? And then it'll say big old lump for knobs, and then it'll say like she's sweet and kind or something.
I hate it. I hate it because it pisses me off. Because on like Instagram Reels, I can crank out like it's easy to get views. It's not hard to get views. And
Bro, it's
on
Reels
TikTok,
is not the same.
it's not the same. It's very different.
If it was, that would be nice though.
It would be nice. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of. I don't know what I need to do. I don't get it. And so I've showed my frustration in a couple videos. I cannot grow beyond that. It's just, it kind of pisses me off. So if anybody watching this of the estimated audience of four people could figure out how I can grow beyond that, I would be pretty happy because
Corn for sure.
don't want to do the corn. I don't even have an idea for the corn. I don't even like corn.
Well, the corn sales have went through the roof.
Oh, I bet. I bet corn is through the roof. But like I even
Think of what
saw.
you could do with the corn, you know? Don't people call porn corn on TikTok? So maybe it could be like a play on that, you know?
That was the only thing that I could even wrap my head around. Or like the band Corn. Corn! Like, oh, that's what I'm gonna make a video of them. Like, put that song under it where it looks like they're singing it. That might work. But then again, it's like not what I'm doing. So it's,
Just do it.
yeah, I know, but like it's kind of like Anna has a video with like almost a million views, right? And it's her squeezing Lizzie's cheeks when she's a baby. And it's like literally like the squeaky sound,
Yeah.
like of a doll. And so like how do you monetize that? Like, yeah, okay, like she gained like 4,000 followers in one night. But what do you do with that? Because now they're ready for the next baby video. And then you're like,
You're gonna
hey
have to use
guys,
that
here's what I
video
do.
of Lizzie with the cheese or with the cheeks being squeezed with the corn song. It's corn.
I bet I get a million views a night if I did that. I bet I would. If I did it now, she'd be like, Dad, no, I don't like corn. I don't like corn. You know? I don't know. It's crazy because those guys are like, you just need to post every day. So the other day, you want to know how many TikToks I posted in one day?
I don't want to know.
22.
Did you almost got you know, Gabby Hanna is, you almost got her beat.
I don't know who that is.
No, she's a star. She's actually having a little bit of a, what do they call it? Psychosis or something. I don't
Oh,
know.
really?
But she posted like 100 TikToks like in a day and saying like
Well,
crazy stuff, like she's like the second coming of, well, not, I don't mean to say.
she's the second coming of Christ. What if she is and we
That's
missed
what she
it? We're
said.
like, fuck, dude.
Someone
Fuck,
broke
if
into
we.
her house. Some guy knocked on her door and asked to use her bathroom. He acted like he didn't know who she was. This is yesterday when she was making all the TikToks. He was like asking if he could use her bathroom, and she said sure. And then she's making all these videos, like his name's Nick, with him in her house, and like they're just hanging out and stuff. And then like the last video with him in it on her TikTok, she's like, he's like holding her like medicine, like he picked up some of her medicine in her kitchen, and he's looking at it, and she's like, put that down, that's for my acne. She's like, you told me you didn't know who I was, I thought you didn't know who I was. And then she was like, get that F out of my house. And then he says something. And then she's like, get the F out of my house. And then if you go to that guy's TikTok, he literally went to her house, like found out where she lives, and like was in her house making TikToks. Like said he was trying to help her, but it was definitely so he could get views because her thing was popping off yesterday because everyone's watching it because it was just like
That's dedication. That's
her
dedication.
or
No, him. Him.
him.
It's like she's TikToking hard. Let me book the next flight to LA. And then like, I don't know. That's wild. I've seen this has been a while, but I think it was like Logan Paul. And there was like a random guy in the house that I'm like, is that real? Like, did someone really get in their house? But sometimes I'm like, maybe, because they probably have like 15 or 20 people in their house.
Probably. Me and
You
Cody
know,
are wondering
so
if we should hire someone to play a homeless person and we're just gonna do good stuff for them because those ones seem to go
those do
pretty
seem to
big,
go
like
good.
take them to get a haircut or take them to bowling or something.
I have definitely thought about like the questionnaire ones where you're like, how many states are in the United States? And they're like 12. And he's like, yep. You know, have you seen those? Because apparently people are really stupid. So,
Oh, where they
which
just go
is,
around and ask people like with their phone, like interview them.
yeah, but God, it's always like some like 16-year-old kid with like the worst haircut you've ever seen. And he's like, asking questions like that, and it's got like 12 million views. You're like, are you kidding? I've literally spent a whole evening thinking, like, I'm gonna do every trend that's possible. I'm gonna do every single thing in my power to go viral. Like,
Almost every
I
single thing.
the funniest one, like,
It's
we made one the
corn.
other night. We made one the other night, and I'm like, it's like a really crappy party in like Mexico or
I
somewhere,
laughed
and
at it
then
and I
like
liked it.
I'm like dancing with them or whatever. And Anna's like, you, that is gonna go viral. And I don't, let me see. Let me see here. I'll tell you. I'll tell you. 176 views. I'm like, that is bullshit. There's no way. No way. Or the lottery one that thought that. You know, it's just, I mean,
The one you
maybe
made
you can.
earlier made me laugh.
Which one was that?
With
The
the
guy
like
choking me?
Dude,
Yeah. Yeah, that one is pretty good. 235.
when did you post that one? Not that long ago. That's
This
pretty good.
morning. No, it's not. They all get 235. Like they're all like in the same realm. Like they all get this. And I'm like, what is it? Just die? This TikTok's like, bury it. Bury it now. He's gonna get 300. Bury it. One that's funny for me to make is, Biden is a plethora of like just like jingle jamble fucking, he says so much bullshit. And like I made one this morning where I had like bedhead and when I was like sore from working out, so I felt like an old man, and it just like worked perfect, like just like trying to like, which takes me many tries because it's not like I can memorize all the words of what
Oh
someone's
man, I'm
saying.
so bad at that.
So that one's easier because he talks so random. He's like, well, I mean, if you get it, and it's easier to do him than some other people, but I also don't want to get famous for just like doing this, like
What it
this
takes.
seems dumb. I don't know. It's and then you see a TikTok and they're like, if you're not on TikTok, man, you're like wasting the greatest opportunity you've ever had. And I'm like, oh, to get 200 fucking views? Yeah, I'm definitely wasting that opportunity.
You know what? Actually, I did see a really funny TikTok. It was just a clip of Biden, and I don't know who the guy was. There was some speaker, like an older guy, and he goes up to Biden and he shakes his hand, and then he shakes the guy's hand next to him, and then he's walking over the other people, and he says, "Joe Biden, put out his hand." Like, are you gonna shake my hand? And then the guy walks back to the stand, and he seemed like,
After he shook
bro, he already shook your hand. Like, he already forgot how to send it to
yeah, I sent that to some. I've seen it. I sent it to
you.
someone. I was like, that dude is on another planet, man. I'm like, he is
Shook
not
his
even.
hand, walked around, shook the other three people's hand, and you see him like
I like when he gets tongue-tied and then he goes, okay. And then he's like looking for the exit, like, could someone take over now? And then it's crazy. I don't know.
Right.
I doubt he runs. I doubt he runs. If they do it, that's old people abuse. There's no way he can run
Well, they
again.
put him on a bike, so Oh, for president.
For president. No,
I
yeah,
thought
I
you
mean for
meant like if
president.
he goes
If he
running.
runs. No, have you seen the video of him jogging through the grass? It's
No.
like the, you know, when you jog when you're tired, like you're not really jogging. It's just literally a hop, step, walk. You know, he does that through the grass. And then, like, you see him, and then they're like, they have to like divert him, and then he like turns, and then he just like runs around the corner. Like, where's he going?
I was laughing about when Theo Vaughn was talking about the video of him on the bike. He's like, "What if someone put your granddaddy on a bike? You'd say, get my granddaddy off the bike. He's an old man. Who put that old man on the bike?"
Yeah, I just. It's so much so now that like everybody recognizes it, and like it does seem almost like elderly abuse or something, you know, like
Yeah.
there's no way
How old is
that,
he?
oh, he's well in his 80s. Let me see,
Is
pull it up,
Trumpin?
Jamie. You know, Jamie's me with an iPhone. Let's
Yeah, I
see,
know. I was just thinking
Joe
we need someone
Biden
to do
age.
that. It's just Lizzie with an iPad in
he's
the back pulling up whatever we tell her to
He's
search.
79. Wow, he's only 3 years older than Trump. Trump seems like he's 50 years younger. You know, like
It's the
really.
hair and the
Oh,
tan.
that's what's crazy. The FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Apparently he's got like they think he's got like nuclear codes or something, you know. I'm like, is this gonna be another thing that just like doesn't amount to anything? You
Yeah,
know, I don't wanna
just
like
like.
make like a big deal, like, oh, the FBI, it's a witch hunt or something, you know, but like, is it going to be something, or is this just a push to get him to not run? Because it does seem like the timing's pretty good to try to not get him to run. Like, you know,
Yeah.
we're getting decently close to the next election. So I don't know. I heard something interesting. You'll find this interesting. Trump. His first wife died recently, and they buried her at the golf course. Did you hear anything about this?
Yeah, I did.
About why
For
he would
like
have
a
done that?
tax cut or something, or a tax break.
So, yep, in New Jersey, if you bury someone somewhere, it's considered a cemetery, and doesn't matter the amount of people or anything like that. It's not just a tax write-off. It can't be taken if things are seized. It like protects that property forever. Like they it's untouchable property now. And I'm like, man, who could I bury that wouldn't be mad that I buried on a
On a
golf
golf course, Cody,
course?
you could bury
Cody
Cody on
would
a
do
golf
it.
course.
He would. He'd do it. He'd do it for sure. Gosh, yeah, interesting times we live in. And then you know, we had old Pelosi. She went to Taiwan amid maybe getting them bombed. They were like, China's like, we're gonna bomb, we're gonna attack, we're gonna use every action necessary if she goes there. And then she just lands there and does the little old lady walk, like they ain't gonna do shit. She's got some donks on her. Have you seen
I guess
Have you
like
seen this? Really, you need to pull it up. I'm gonna
her
text you a
booty.
picture. No. I'm gonna send you a picture real quick so you can see this because it's gonna blow your mind. Oh, safe search. Don't tell me about safe search. All right, screenshot. Now it's gonna be saved in my phone. I was like, what the fuck is this? It's old lady
Dude, you're
boobs.
totally gonna fight about this
No, I'm
tonight.
gonna tell her. I'm gonna have to show her.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Those real?
Nancy Pelosi proves it's easy to smuggle bombs into Europe.
Oh, God. Dude,
I'm looking
I
at them.
guess
Yeah, those are real. I didn't
those are
even know she
real.
had that.
She's got them suckers wrapped up mummy
Did
style,
you even realize
apparently.
that caption when you sent
No, I
it?
didn't see the caption. That's awesome. I was wish that was my caption, the Daily Caller. We might have to subscribe to these guys. Jeez. Well,
Looks like it's about that time.
it is about the time we've been on for probably, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour or so. Yeah, it's fun, you know. We got to figure out a good way to wrap these up. I think we just need to be, you know. I see Rogan and them, and they're like, oh, we've been talking for,
Hey, well, that's it.
Yeah. Well, if you have been listening to this, thank you. We
Yep,
appreciate
thanks,
it.
guys.
We're up to over $1.40, which is impressive. I'll
Maybe
send
you
it to
got some
you.
corn.
Corn. We got the corn. I like the corn.
Yep.
All right.
Sweet niblets.
Sweet niblets.